From Washington, this is VOA News. Israelis fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem Friday. This after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Thousands rallied Friday in front of the U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted, "Death to Trump and death to the U.S." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged Saudi Arabia Friday to curb its military intervention in Yemen, a country in the throes of a humanitarian crisis triggered by a two-year civil war. "We would encourage them to be a bit more measured and a bit more thoughtful," Tillerson said of Saudi Arabia. His comments in Paris came 2 days after U.S. President Donald Trump directed his administration to pressure Saudi Arabia to lift its blockade on Yemen and to allow the delivery of humanitarian aid and commercial shipments. The World Health Organization reports an outbreak of the deadly Marburg virus in Uganda is under control weeks after it was first detected.
That's the latest world news.
Within 24 hours of being informed by the Ugandan health authorities in early October, WHO reported a rapid response team to the remote mountainous area, and they have financed the immediate support and scaled up the response in Uganda and Kenya. This is VOA News. Firefighters